how Jesus feels about you, to all those who are endeavoring to serve the Lord and be witnesses for Him. By Maria Fontaine.
This is a collection of messages from Jesus for you about how much Jesus loves you, how much He admires you, and some of the beautiful things you have to look forward to as your reward for all that you give for Him and for those you witness to. He says everything so much better than I ever could, so I won't say a lot here. I'll let Him tell you what He has to say in His own words. The Lord knows that it's pretty tough going sometimes. We asked Him to speak about some of the tests that many of us face, and to give words of promise that would strengthen and sustain us. Thank you for your commitment to Jesus and for giving and doing all that you do. You are fellow soldiers to be proud of. Jesus says, "My heart holds a special place for you. You heard my calling and you followed. You have chosen to value spiritual treasures above all that the world can offer you. You have sacrificed many of your plans, dreams, and interests to let me use you to help to change the world and shape its future. Spreading the gospel in all the world would not be possible without you and many others like you. I'm depending on you to use the position, experience, and opportunities you have to get my message and my truth to people who you come in contact with and can reach for me. Maybe you feel like you haven't yet learned how to use the power of the Spirit to help you in your work and life. Maybe you've only told a few others your testimony of how following spiritual principles has changed you for the better. But in doing what you can, you are fulfilling my passion to find those who are lost and bring them my salvation, peace, freedom, and solutions to the problems they face in their work and lives. You also offer the chance for others to experience the fulfillment of being a representative of me, like you are. I honor your willingness to be my disciple, one who is in the world yet not part of it. It is a difficult position to be in, but one that I will reward, professionally and personally. When you think of me and my nature, many things come to mind. Something that many of you count as one of my more outstanding features is an element of my nature that keeps many of you going even when you question your own worth and usefulness to me. It's my faith in you and my need to use you as my representative to show my love to others. This faith and this need is what keeps many of you looking ahead, believing not only in me, but believing in yourself and that I have a wonderful and special plan for you in our great mission of reaching the world with my love. I never fail to keep encouraging you because the bottom line is that I need you. It doesn't matter what you've done or haven't done or how far you feel you are from reaching your goals, desires, or expectations. I need you. I'll never stop telling you how much I love you and need you and depend on you to be me to this world. You're so precious to me. There's no price on your value and there never will be. You're on earth for a wonderful purpose. You, alongside every other active Christian, belong to a calling that has been divinely appointed since before the beginning of creation. It's easy to lose sight of that in the course of everyday life. It's easy to lose sight of your individual importance in the grand scheme of life and my Father's great plan for this world and its people. It's easy to lose sight of your individual value and importance when it comes to witnessing and sharing my truth with others. I can never convey to you how much I need you. I can never convey to you how much others need you. You are an integral part of fulfilling the Great Commission. You are in a position of great opportunity. I have handpicked you, chosen you as one in a million to be one of my beacons of light. No matter what your occupation or profession, I have placed you exactly where you are for a very specific and important reason. You can and will have the power and ability to change the world right where you are. Sound too grand? Too impossible? Too past your imagination? Here's something to think about. I had my 12 disciples, those whom I ordained for a specific purpose. But many more than my 12 disciples followed me, and they had their own special purposes. Each purpose was great in my eyes, because those individuals were doing my will. None of them were greater or lesser than others. All were of equal value and worth in my eyes. All were needed and an important part of my plan being fulfilled on earth. There were many who believed in me and followed my teachings who were in my greater circle of discipleship. And it was due in large part to these people and their witness that the world of that day was slowly and surely won and converted to belief in me. Who do you suppose won the households of Rome and the nobility? It was in great part my believers and followers who served in their households, who were employed in professions which enabled them to win the hearts of the nobles and the rich. They won them through their love and their example. These who quietly ministered behind the great walls and mansions of Rome are for the most part unrecorded in church history. But they are some of my greats, some of my witnesses who helped to change the world. They had a passion and a belief and a light inside them that could not be contained or hidden. That light won hearts. It changed people. Through their belief that they could make a difference no matter what their situation or where I had placed them, many of my followers quietly and faithfully changed many of the hearts and minds of the ruling class of their day. Never lose sight of my need for you. Never lose sight of the places you can go for me or who you can reach for me. I need you. Never lose sight of the potential that lies within you to do great things for me. I love you. I love you even in spite of your mistakes and failures. When you put me first in your day, even if you only have a few minutes to give me, I admire you. When you smile at a coworker rather than respond in kind to their anger, I admire you. When you remember me in your day and speak a quick yet sincere praise to me, I admire you. When you take time for your children, even though you've had a long and tiring day, I admire you. When you remind your spouse or friend that you need to do something for me, I admire you. When you give a financial gift to my work, even when you're low on funds, I admire you. Don't allow yourself to be discouraged if you feel that you're not doing enough, or aren't good enough, or aren't loving me enough. I see everything you do for me, and even though you may consider it little, I count it as much. Little things are great things in my eyes. So it is correct for me to say you have done many great things for me. I love you and admire you.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.